Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Federica Scarpa and I'm in company of Alexander Zeldovitz, director of Medea, screening at the Locarno Film Festival in competition. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, if you know a little about the Greek tragedy of Medea from where the title comes from, we already have an idea of its plot. But can you introduce it briefly for our listener?
I mean, to introduce the plot?
The plot of your film, of course, not the tragedy.
It is, I mean, the plot of the tragedy is an awful story about the woman who was thinking that she was betrayed by her husband, and then so she made the awful vengeance. Yes, so that's the plot. Everybody can find it in the internet. And the same plot is in our film, but it just happens today. That's it.
And yesterday during the press conference, you said that you were more interested on the how the story ends. That's because you decided not to change the title, Medea.
Yes, you know, because that's like, just imagine that that there are some patterns of biographies, yes, and just imagine that you were said in the beginning, okay, that you will be Medea, or you will be Phaedra, like some others before, yes, and then it's important, so how you will live through this, so we all know that we are born, and we all know that we will die, unfortunately. This beginning and this ending are not really important. The important is what is in between. So, and the same is here. So, it is a well-known plot with a well-known beginning and quite known ending. Yes, and the importance is so what is in between it.
Do you think life is a tragedy?
Life can be of any genre, but in some sense, life is a tragedy, of course, because it is temporal. It is temporal. We are, so we don't live forever, yes, and this is quite an unpleasant circumstance. Yes, it is. Life, it is tragedy. But because of this condition, because of this just main condition of our life, that is temporal, that is not endless, it has sense. Because if it is endless, then the genre will be switched to another one, then it will be comedy. And maybe with some sense, but mostly possible, I think, without.
I found the film a splendid illustration of the female nature, because the protagonist is fragile and she needs love, but at the same time she is very strong and she is kind of, I think, master of her body, and she's not a victim in a way.
No.
Is it right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So she is not a victim. So she is defending. She's defending her right not to be victim until the very, very end, yes? So she's doing it in quite a cruel way. But you know what? When I was writing the script, yes, one of the possible endings was that she committed suicide. But then I understood that, no, that's not possible, because, absolutely following your question, because so she is not the person who can commit suicide, because so she is not a victim, so she's not a victim of her own biography. So she, in the end, well, so she realized her vengeance. We cannot say that she won. She So she lost everything. But just losing everything, she did not become a victim, which is very, very important.
The performance of the actress Titina Dalakshvili
yeah.
is great. How did you cast her, and how did you work with her? Because the character is really tough.
I think well, the story of the casting, of how I convinced her to take a part in this production, I mean, it deserves just another film by itself, yes, because it was, so she was in a very, very complicated life situation when we made this offer, and I'm just thankful that finally, so she agreed and that she found some inner sources to make this work, because I don't imagine anybody else who could do it. I think when I was conscious that it is almost impossible to find the actress for this role, who could exist and who could feel the every frame of the film, because she is in every frame of the film for more than 2 hours, and I'm absolutely sure that she did it absolutely splendid, as you told, because she's just a genius. It is very rare.
How important is the religion in this film and in your life?
In my life, it's a personal question, yes. In this film, so she is trying, so she is not, so to say, very much developed in some spiritual sense, and that's natural, yes. And she is pretty much, what to say, actually, so she is not very, in some sense, so she's pretty wild person, so I mean, and this could be borders of civilization, yes, is very
on the line.
Is very so she's pretty wild, and just seems that she lives in the 21st century and is civilized. It's pretty so, yes, and the point is that so she is trying to find some answers in the different religion, as you noticed. But first, so she doesn't know the right questions, and so she's not getting any answers. And the other thing, that religion gives you a shape. Religion is a shape of world, yes. It just it provides you with borders, with limits. It gives you shape. She by herself is doesn't have a shape. So second, so she has a, so she's kind of endless element, yes. And I mean, the element by itself. So she's just a nature, like a volcano. Yes, when a volcano is exploding, it just cannot just go, I mean, this or this way, yes? So, because that's why it's not possible to pull all her nature in the frames of some religious concept, yes? There's a bit, how to say it, so she actually, like a real Medea, so she is on the pre-religious stage of her spiritual development, yes.
Yes, this is why probably she couldn't find the answer that she wants in religion, because she continues to push the boundaries, let's say, over, she goes outside the path of the,
yes. And the other answer, so could be, is that when you are religious, when you really just believe in God, the monotheistic way. The God is the center of your cosmos. So there is the cosmos and the universe, and the God is the center. So the God is the whole universe, and this is kind of center. Yes, you just related him. In universe of this of her character, so she is the center of this universe, and actually, so she is the universe, and so she is the center of it.
Thank you very much, Alexander. And this is Federica Scarpa from Locarno Film Festival, and it's Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.